snubbed your portions. I know I won't forget all he's done. He's the strength in this race that I run. Every time I look up, I see God's faithfulness, and it shows just how much he is miraculous. I can't keep it to myself, I can't sit here and be still. Everybody I will tell, till the whole world is healed. King of kings, Lord of lords, all the things he has in store. From the rich to the poor, all are welcome through the door. You won't ever be the same when you call on Jesus' name. Listen to the words I'm saying, Jesus saved me, now I'm saying. And I know God is the force that picked me up. I know Christ is the fountain that filled my cup. I know God is alive. He is opening up my vision, giving me a revelation. This ain't about a damn religion. Jesus brought a revolution. All the captives are forgiven. Time to break down all the prisons. Every man, every woman, there is freedom from addiction. Jesus, you have my soul. Sunday service on a roll. All my idols, let them go. All the demons, let them know. This a mission, not a show. This is my eternal soul. This my kids, this the crib. This my wife, this my life. This my God-given right. Thank you, Jesus, won the fight. That's what God is. That's what God is. That's what God is.
Because that is my B. There we go.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
No. Wait, what?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, now I can.
Are we back? What's up, Medford?
You'd think this was our first radio.
That was so good, Rachel. Oh my God.
I may have made that joke before.
Radio, like rodeo, for all those who didn't get it the first time.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
This is Liberty World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Bird watching. gets me every time.
Because it's such a brand, you know?
Wait, I can't hear you, Beans.
I also can't really hear myself.
Perhaps you should just try another. What mic is that?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
What's up, Medford?
Way to cradle that mic.
Thanks. One of the mics in the studio is broken, so I'm holding it with my hands for all those who are wondering. We back out here. Just a little Kanye to start you off.
People have been talking about his album in our lives. Well,
people
just person.
Have been angry about it.
Yeah.
For like the majority of the people that I've chatted with it about.
Yeah.
That did roll off my tongue in a strange way. I got a heated text from a friend whose name shall stay undisclosed. Let me see. He said,
most of the people, we like the sound.
Like, I love gospel. Like,
we do. We really do. We should definitely go to Jazz Fest in New Orleans and just stay in the gospel tent.
Rachel, literally say no more. I'm booking my tickets right now.
But people are concerned with the way that he threw the album together, I think.
Yeah. I've listened to like two songs and honestly was like, I don't even want to. He's just gotten so lazy.
This is and not this Amanda is not speaking. Me. Yeah, yeah.
This is the text that I received. Yeah, and his music is just kind of trash for the most part for the last 3 years, is my take. As much as his music used to be revolutionary.
Yeah, no, but that's just my personal opinion. You know, one humble individual who really doesn't, you know, say much ever. And if you know this person, you would laugh.
This is not off-brand is the thing.
Yeah, the thing is, he's like, I have this super heated opinion. And then he's just like, but you know, that's just me.
But that's just me. Well, if you're out there listening, we love you.
I also like Everything We Need from this album a lot. Mm.
I also like Church on Sunday. That one really gets me my feels.
Sons at Home. For two just non-Christian affiliated people, we're just like, amen. Yes.
Yes, Kanye. you just pop off. I saw this interview where he doesn't want his daughter to wear crop tops or
makeup. I saw that, yeah.
Quote, because he's a Christian now.
He must be a freaking freak.
Oh, he for sure is.
With a PH.
A freak. Oh.
No, he actually must be out of his mind, though.
No, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But, like, that's okay because he is Kanye West and is married to Kim Kardashian and has so much artiste. Money. And he's an artiste. And he...
You're trying to fix...
Loves himself.
She's trying to... She's getting behind in her verbiage because she is trying to affix the mic back on the stand.
I guess
and
I'll just keep holding it.
Is your arm getting tired?
It's a good workout. I didn't do arms today at the gym.
Perfect. My freaking yoga class was all arms today. I was dying. I've never been dying because of arms before, you know?
Oh, for sure.
If you are familiar with my physique, or if you're not, I have...
Now you will be.
Now you will. Let me just break it down for you.
Here we
go. My upper body is extremely lanky and small.
But she's just out here trying to get huge.
So me with my 3-pound weights in Core Power Yoga Sculpt was dying. Freaking Nancy.
Okay, so this is the thing. I've been doing Yoga Sculpt like on and off now, like probably like once a week for the past 3 years. And I still have not upgraded past the 3 weights. Like the 3-pound weights. And I don't know like how you graduate to like the 5 and then the 8 pounds.
Also, you know those women who were like in my sorority last, they have since graduated.
X-sorority. Just gotta clarify for the fans so they're not confused about your affiliations.
We can talk about that more after this. But they were, you know, like small and ripped individuals. And they freaking lifted like 8 pounders each arm.
Huh.
And it's like tricep kickbacks with 8 pounds. How do you not literally break your elbow off?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Sorry, I just got super heated.
She did.
Also, if I did that, my arms would just be massive and like
it
wouldn't be cute.
A cute physique for you.
No. Because like as much as we exercise to feel good, we also do it to look good. You know?
Really do. You got to keep us like real here. Like it's definitely about, it's an equal situation. But we out here looking good.
Yeah.
Loretta just updated her cover photo. I mean her profile picture on Facebook. And I might be featured in it.
Beans.
But, it's just a cute little photo, but
yeah, you know, yeah, go check
just,
it out if you know who I am.
We're just looking fresh, is all I'm gonna say. And it's because we're at the gym, you know, we're out there grinding with our 3-pound weights. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I dropped my sorority. Moral of the story: we look fine, and we're non-affiliated out here.
It's just the greatest thing. She's so brave. She's my hero.
I told an individual who is Greek affiliated but in the co-ed group here on campus, the co-ed frat, and she gave me a hug when I told her I dropped.
It's because like...
And said, congratulations.
It's so weird how culture has changed so fast. Because when we arrived to Tufts, for those who don't know, Greek life was dead because there was some...
Silenciado.
It was... Silenciato, correct? I don't know if I use that word right.
Yeah,
I didn't know what
silenced.
It meant. Oh, yeah, it was silenced because of some improper hazing. and then it like slowly came back.
Some messed up year. Stuff. Let's yeah. just put it that way.
Just look it up, okay? Just give it a quick Google search.
Yeah, all those people involved would love for that to be like the next top hit. You know how you like you click on things? Yeah, just keep that coming. Honestly, yeah. we need that content
Bring
again.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. But yeah. But then it's like come back over the last couple years, and like now it's like weird to not be in a sorority, but then it's also not, because like so none of us came to Tufts to be in a sorority. Like you wouldn't have gone to Tufts if that's what you wanted, so that's why it's so weird that it's such a culture thing now. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
If you were like distraught over the mic, we know who did it. It was one of our friends.
But he was just trying to train to be his own DJ. That's- you just take flight. Okay, Owen. You just spread those little bird wings and you soar.
Our friends were so inspired. So thus inspired by our DJing that they got their own freaking show and you should listen to them. When do they even go on? They have a good time because there are three of them and they go on like every other week or something.
Is it like 3 to 4 or is that a sub shift? Well,
it's unclear.
We'll ask them to get back to us and then we'll share. So,
but Owen, Andrew, and Izu, that sounds nice. That rolls off the tongue. Well, I'm pretty sure it's sports oriented. So if that's not your thing, this has been a PSA and just, you know, stick with us on 6 to 7 on Tuesday nights and we won't complain.
We'll talk about yoga, but that's perhaps as far as our sporting knowledge will go, unless you count birding as a sport,
which
is acceptable.
Yes. We see you and we are calling out to you. Ca-caw.
Tweet, tweet.
Amanda walked into my home earlier and she was like, why is birding and birds and all things fowl and feathery so much part of my life?
It's literally a motif. Like, I can't escape it anymore. Which I'm not, it's like a cute thing to just have constantly pop up in my life, but it's also confusing.
Yeah. Also, it's funny to identify it at this point. Because prior to us naming our show Birdwatching, we felt very disconnected from the birding community, I have to say.
Our friend just said, LMAO, you have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what that's in reference to, but I'm sorry, we probably don't.
Who was that?
Owen.
Oh, he's probably just denying that he broke the mic.
Oh. You're probably right.
Things that made you go,
Should I play another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this is a real banger.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to let us all be surprised.
Okay, perfect.
Then I go to my brother.
So we have a caller from suburban Philadelphia. Do you want to say hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Do you want to say your name?
My name's Kiana.
Kiana lives in my building.
Hi.
And Kiana wants to hear which Jonas Brothers song? There seems to be controversy.
It's because every Jonas Brothers song is good.
How about we play a retro Jonas Brothers song? I don't know if you've even heard it, Kiana, honestly, because it was when we were like 8.
Burning Up.
I was thinking Year 3000.
Okay, that one's better.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to all of our 17 listeners this evening, Kiana?
Baby. Kiana, good night to call.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
We haven't even said that yet. Thank you for reminding us. Have fun carving pumpkins, and we'll see you soon.
It was great chatting.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play your song. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Are we playing it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm just trying to cue it up real fast.
So happy Halloween, everyone. Mm. Nuts. That was my B.
We still have 2 days. Should we tell the fans about
our costume plans?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, where were you going with that?
I was gonna say, sorry.
Oh,
Thursday?
Uh-huh.
But we can do both.
Yeah, we're multifaceted.
Yeah, we are. Costume first.
First, can I just say something super quick? Mm-hmm. Our whole friend group freaking has had several pumpkin carving sessions, and I was the one who initiated this, like, fiery passion for pumpkins. And I freaking haven't been able to attend any of the carving sessions, and I'm bitter.
As someone who has carved 3 pumpkins this Halloween season, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
There's one more uncarved pumpkin at my house.
I know, and I have my eye on her.
I know you have. I know you look at her before you go to bed. You think about how beautiful of a blank canvas she is.
I mount your siding of your home, the plastic siding.
I picture it now.
Spooky season, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we jam out to Jonas Brothers first?
Sure, and then we'll come back with all Halloween related.
This is truly a bop. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
All our Halloween related content. Yes. This is sort of a spooky theme song. It's about time travel.
You're right. Way to bring it full circle. Here's a little Joe Bro.
I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if we was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flat skirt passer. He told me he built a time machine, wanted to film a scene. Yeah, he said I've been to the year 3000 and not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine, doing fine. He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
And girls there with round hair, like Star Wars, and float up on the floor. We drove around in a time machine, like what?
Thank you, Joe Bro. Joe Bros.
Thank you so much, Joe Bros.
My distinct memory, you look funny.
Do I?
Yeah, it's good though. If you didn't know, today's show theme is beanies, birds, and biceps.
Rachel and I are both wearing beanies, but apparently mine has gotten tucked in a peculiar fashion under my headphones.
Mm. So picture, you know, like a trucker on the road and he gets cold, so he pulls his hat down, but then he gets sort of hot and wants some tune, so he pulls it up just above his ears and there's just a little tip of his beanie poking up and then he folds it under because who wants a beanie flapping around in the air when like your window's down and you're jamming? It just cramps your style. So.
Not me.
Exactly. Mandy Beans is sporting that look for us here in the studio.
I do aspire to be a truck driver one day, so it only seems fitting.
Step up from college radio, trucker radio.
Oh, oh my God.
How can we find that frequency?
We must. I feel like we would have great banter with the boys.
I agree.
And the girls. Just all the truck drivers. They have no gender.
I was going to say about that Jonas Brothers song, I have distinct memories of like jamming to it in the back seat.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you weren't old enough to be in
right.
the front seat.
And I didn't weigh 100 pounds yet. I think that's like the limit.
Oh my God, I remember those days when I was just like, I want to be just a little heavier and a little taller. And my mom was like, no. And honestly, when I think about how small I was when I was sitting in the front seat, like 100 pounds is still pretty tiny.
Yeah.
Someone who's no longer 100 pounds.
Thank God.
Thank God. That would be weird for me.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that for you.
I wouldn't have many friends. I think I'd probably be hospitalized.
Jesus.
Anyway. Halloween.
But don't worry. Our biceps are
huge.
Huge. Our Halloween plans look great.
Promising.
Yeah, promising. I was also thinking that my stakes for this or my expectations for this Halloween aren't as high because I feel like we've done so well with costumes this semester.
I agree. If for those of you who are confused about every party we've been to has been a costume theme, and
if it isn't, we just decide to look ridiculous and chill.
Yeah. So we really have just won like the party scene on Tufts campus this semester. But yeah, no, I agree. And honestly, I wouldn't know how to not look ridiculous at a party anymore.
Right. Like, my little crop top drawer has been extremely underutilized, yeah. And I'm not mad about it.
Not mad about it either.
In the slightest.
As someone who doesn't look or feel comfortable in crop tops, I'm just happy to be wearing my overalls more often than not out to parties.
Exactly. I was, when you said uncomfortable in crop tops, my thought immediately went to belly buttons. And
yes.
I was just like, my like belly button to leg like height ratio is just so supremely off.
It's not off. It's just off of the beauty standards that we hold women to in 2019.
You mean you're not supposed to make eye contact with people's belly buttons?
No, Rachel. You're beautiful and perfect the way you are. Okay.
Anywho, so Mandy Beans and I, we have square torsos.
Mm.
So 6 months ago, perhaps in this studio, in fact,
Who's to say? Who's
oh,
to
we
say?
Have a caller. Oh, another one. 617. Hello, Meddy.
We love a good local caller. I'll just keep chatting while Rachel's on the line. Anyway, so Halloween.
Sure. Do you want to just announce that yourself on the air? We'd be happy to... Okay.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you can hear Rachel talking, but
sure.
She's talking to a caller right now.
My name is Rachel... R-A-C-H-E-L dot Librett, L-I...
Wait, Rachel, I think you're giving your email to all of the listeners.
Oh, okay, just give me one second.
We're just going to put a song on while we deal with this.
So,
okay, so I'll keep telling you about our Thursday soiree.
As in boy, R-T-T.
This might be mayhem in the studio. I'm not sure what you can hear or not, but I will... be hosting a chili party at my home for Halloween, pre-going out. Because growing up, my mother made chili on Halloween and my entire neighborhood flocked to our home. And so, in the spirit of giving, my mother brought about 8 to 10 pounds of chili to my home here in Medford.
And
we froze it. and we saved it for just this opportunity to serve it to all my friends on Halloween.
Okay.
It's the perfect pre-going out food because it's heavy and stains your teeth.
Thank you so much.
And makes you feel kind of full and like you want to roll down the street, but that's okay because it's so delicious and it's so warm for the soul and it brings back such nostalgic memories.
Whoa.
That chili must be an integral part of everybody's Halloween is all I have to say.
Thanks for taking over there, Beans.
That was my monologue for the night. Thank you all for listening.
The chili diaries. Or no, the chili monologues, not to be confused with the vagina monologues.
A common confusion, but not to be confused.
So we have a ticket giveaway for tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Guys, the show is getting too big for us.
I think it actually might be. I hope someone calls in and claims these tickets. So it's for Slater Kenny tonight at House of Blues. The doors open at 7. They're an electronic ticket. They're in my inbox. They're just sitting there waiting. We can't go. We have prior commitments.
Also, I'm like just a little... I want you to open your inbox and make sure that they're and they're not like some kind of spam situation.
It wasn't. This woman was truly lovely.
Aww.
And she was just wanted... Apparently, they were super like cult, like classic in the early 2000s. And apparently, one of the main people in it is on Portland, the show. I'm unfamiliar with that show.
But I'm excited to watch it later tonight is all I have to say.
Let's just check spam. So let's play a song while we figure this out.
Song.
And if you want these tickets, please call. Don't want them to go to waste.
Me neither.
We'll let
I might have to just cancel all my plans and go.
And go.
Otherwise.
Full send it. House of Blues. Two nights in a row for me.
We'll explain later.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to play a song now because we're confused and excited. Okay, here we go.
And we are back. So the Slater Kenny tickets are gone.
They literally came and went. They went as fast as they came.
They did. Well said. Well said. Thank indeed. You. They flew out of here. Tweet, tweet.
Who knew that we had such a following listening to this show?
Yeah, guys, we're just out here blushing.
Yeah, we are. We're grateful for each and every one of you.
So I hope you enjoy caller number one, whoever you were, the Slater Kenny concert. I will forward that to you, the e-tickets to you right now. And without further ado, Mandy Beans is flipping through the PSA booklet looking for the ideal.
This one looks good.
Oh, good.
But mostly just because of the picture. I don't know about the content. Us. Well, first I'm going to read it and then I'm going to describe the picture and see if they line up.
Vibe.
Okay. Organ donor PSA.
Okay.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advanced directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that was like a fine PSA.
And like a spooky, scary PSA, perhaps?
Like, I support all of it, but then look at the picture. That's why I'm confused.
Oh, she's looking at her girl's boobs.
So it's a gorgeous woman looking I think that's, at another gorgeous
Penelope Cruz.
Boobs? I don't know who that is, but maybe.
You don't know who Penelope Cruz is?
No.
What? All right, we'll remedy that.
Enlighten me. Well, first let me just finish describing this.
Yeah.
So I think this woman's like trying to get this woman to die so she can take her gorgeous boobs.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna kill you for those boobs. I've never felt that way about anyone ever. Not once. Not even about Dolly Parton.
Whoa. Which we haven't played yet tonight, and we're sorry, and will happen before we depart the show.
Don't worry.
On the hour. But yeah. Yeah, I agree. I love small boob grind.
Yeah, wait. So in the photo that was aforementioned of me and Beans at her sorority's formal last weekend, The photographer hired by the sorority, which we're always like, well, that's so unnecessary, why is there a professional photographer, that's so extra, this is not what I want my money to go towards, but I guess it is in a way.
It's not something that I would ever provide for myself.
Right, the pictures are often funny.
Yeah.
It's just objectively gorgeous of the two of us, I'm gonna say it.
She said it wasn't me.
And for... while we were describing our upper body physiques, we were both just like small boobed women and proud of it.
Oh,
and
it
really showcases that part of ourselves.
I was thinking that too. We're both not wearing bras and we don't need to be.
And this is a huge step for Beans, I have to say.
It is. I was not on the no bra game for a while there.
Yeah, she dipped her toe into the bralette world. Never went back, but then was super self-conscious about just freeing the nip. I have, as per my ballet training and Claudia as my mother, I've never had that problem.
That's okay. Y'all just grow at our own pace.
But don't be envious of your girl's boobs in a weird and creepy way on this Halloween.
That's all we have to say. This has been a PSA.
A
second PSA.
Do you want me to play this play this Werewolves of London?
We should probably just play the thing that's queued up on YouTube first.
Oh. I had... you're treating us.
I am.
This is a real treat.
This is a real treat, not a trick, but a treat.
Dying out here. I don't know if you're familiar with Shirley Temple, but if you're a fan, just know that that's always an option.
It's the trap remix of Animal Crackers in My Soup by Shirley Temple. We found it over the weekend when Rachel and I belligerently did not want to go out. So instead perused the most absurd YouTube videos for too much of my night.
If you...
An objective too much of my night.
For several hours, let's just be clear.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
say it.
If you aren't going to the Steve Kenny... Or, sorry, Nuggets, what's his name?
Slater Kenny.
Yeah. So if you're not going to that concert, like our lucky friend who called in, and you want more of that ridiculous content to lull you to sleep or into oblivion, either, check out Magical Rainbow Sponge.
Yep.
That was the winner in my book. Although I love a good Shirley Temple.
I also really like the buttery flaky crust.
Oh, yeah. That's also a good one. Buttery flaky crust.
Buttery flaky...
Frust.
Oh, my God. You guys, it's such a good video. You must watch. Just look up buttery flaky crust and look up full version and...
And then say it 5 times fast.
And then you'll understand.
Buttery flaky crust.
And call in with your thoughts and prayers.
I looked like Shirley Temple as a child. Fun fact, I actually intentionally tried to look like Shirley Temple. I loved those movies, and I can't believe you haven't seen a full Shirley Temple movie. It's a Shonda.
What's a Shonda?
Shonda in front of the Goyim. Yeah, it's like a Scandal in front of the non-Jewish people. A Shonda classic. In front of the Goyim.
Speaking of Jewish words,
yeah,
Rachel and I are going to Schwitz together. Let me explain.
This is huge!
Okay, so... We're generally just like moist people, mm-hmm. and we talk about it plenty on the show.
If you were with us 2 weeks ago, we coined the phrase deep sweats in the stew.
And we'll never turn back is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having brunch with my boss from the summer on Sunday.
Whom we love.
Hey, Jean, if you're listening, we love you. And she just has so many quirks, and every time I'm like, oh, I think I got this woman cracked, like, I think I understand her, she whips out some kind of weird habit or fact about herself. This brunch, I learned that she frequents Russian bathhouses in Boston.
And try to say Russian bathhouse in Boston 5 times fast. It's hard.
It's hard. And I just tried it for the first time and I didn't succeed. And so she like made me find it. It's called like Gilbert's Russian Bathhouse. And I immediately texted Rachel and I said, we, quote, must schwitz together because they talk about schwitzing on the website.
Say no more.
Literally say no more. But
said
then,
I.
Said Rachel. Thursday, period, is what she responded, as in we're going on Thursday. Only thing is, upon further investigation into the website, it's a boys thing. Only Mondays females are allowed, and not even with men. It's like a
females
discriminatory
only.
Practice.
Ladies
and
night.
There's lady night on Fridays from 4 to 9. I mean, on Mondays. But then the rest of the entire, like, business operation is only for like large Russian Jewish men.
I feel marginalized, and it's a Shonda in front of the Goyim, if I don't say so myself.
Full circle.
But as Beans pointed, or as I pointed out to Beans, I said, boys' night has never seemed like a barrier for us to intrude upon. So it becomes Mandy Beans, Rachel, and boys' night.
Yes. Pictures to come on our pending Instagram that we were supposed to make this weekend.
But we didn't.
But I got carried away watching YouTube videos.
Buttery flaky crust.
Buttery flaky crust.
Buttery flaky crust. Wait, I was joking around with one of our friends who has been on the air, Jizzy J, and we were, this girl likes nothing more than to get into bed once she's cleaned her sheets.
Oh, that is a great feeling.
Right. So ready? Listen to this. Listen closely.
I'm listening.
Clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
Clean sheets. Oh. And that concludes the ASMR segment of our show. Unless you want to add something, Mandy. You look like you're on the precipice of something.
I don't really have anything to add.
Okay.
I just really liked the bit and I wanted to continue it.
Oh, sorry.
Clean sheets. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I don't know if you listened in over the summer, but one episode, I did have an ASMR only version of the show. Maybe we'll bring it back one time.
Perhaps.
I think that was also the night that birthed the idea for Tainer Talk, where we're going to wear our retainers one time.
Yeah, it's such a good one.
Also pending.
Yeah.
That might be like a sub shift. Like, we can't have normal listeners subject to that kind of absurdity.
Like, just kind of absurdity.
Just. Kind of suave.
Was that just like in your back pocket?
Did you watch Zoe 101 growing up?
No, I was strictly Animal Planet and Project Runway.
Con Schwab is allowed to say. Project Runway, Tim Gunn. I don't think I could imagine him as not a 50-plus-year-old white-haired man. I just, like, what would he be like as a child? Just think about it.
That will be featured on our Instagram page if you're curious. What is our Instagram page going to be called so the fans can look us up? Birding Collective?
Yeah.
Bird Watching Collective. There may be some kind of periods and underscores depending on if someone else has infiltrated.
Which would be okay because it is a popular activity.
Fun fact about Mandy Beans that I learned this week. Just when you think you know a person and that you've cracked them, something, they reveal something to you. She doesn't like raw tomatoes.
I don't.
Which is, my mind was blown. I offered her one while we were being treated to dinner by our friend's parents, which was lovely.
Us two gals who didn't have their parents come on Parents Weekend.
Treated to our male friend's parents.
It was just so kind.
It was great.
But there were raw tomatoes involved.
So it was like, Beans, share this tomato with me. And she's like, I don't eat raw tomatoes. And I was like, I was flabbergasted.
She is. I think it's because I come from the Garden State, aka Dirty Jers. And there's just a plethora of like fresh, ripe tomatoes there. And a lot of people just like to slice them.
You take them for granted. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. And I'm so sorry. My grandma offers me a fresh raw tomato every year. And I say, Grammy, I still don't like them. But I love you anyway. And if you're listening, maybe I'll try one next year.
Should we play a last song for Grammy?
Probably.
Probably. Do you have a preference?
I don't.
Okay. I'll play this one.
Okay. I'm excited to hear it.
Also, fans, I hope you liked that Amber Mark heat wave.
I also hope you liked it.
It was great.
There was like the caller happening while I was playing, so I didn't get to like appreciate
I appreciated the caller, and I was upset that it got disrupted, but we always have our room.
We really do.
For jam sessions. All right, we'll be back. Just kiss you goodnight.
Oh,
Let's listen.
All right. We back.
Thanks for listening, team. It's been real.
It's always the most real. We appreciate you. From all the unknown callers,